a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
This is that new chili restaurant I've heard so much about. Oh, say, waiter.
I think it's safe to say that our buddy Dave didn't get a Rhodes Scholarship for humor.
What's good? What's fresh on this menu, waiter? All I see is chili.
I'll have the Macho Grande.
Well, nobody wants to see that. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren.
Well, I would hope so.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a beautiful day it is as we're sitting here in the Campriotti Studios. Outside, there's a very comfortable humidity.
I like May.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's more
But once you get past May,
yeah.
Boy, next thing you know, summer's over.
Right?
It's just...
One of those kids going back to school.
Get it while you can, because you kids...
Get ready for Darren to get excited about the back-to-school specials.
Which could be... We're really probably only less than a matter of, 6 weeks away from?
I'd be careful making those jokes in this house for the both of them, because you're going to get in big trouble, friend. Big
Listen,
trouble.
I've hardened my heart. I can take
thank
it.
Thank you, Quarter Flash.
If the teachers union and Quarter Flash want to come after me, then go right ahead.
I got a story today. I can't wait to share with you. But first, how about this one?
Not their only hit.
Quarter Flash's other hit. I know this. This comes up every once in a while. Harden my heart.
Because I thought for the longest time that they were a one-hit wonder, but not the case.
They had another hit that was like a top 10 one. Hit.
Yeah. Why can't we get them to play your backyard?
Treat Me Right? No, that's something Pat, like, that's Pat Benatar.
No, it might be Quarter Flash. Oh, it could be. No. Now, I know that we're not going to get Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo in your backyard.
Well, you know who would like that.
Well, yes, I respect the hell out of that marriage,
that's it.
But Quarter Flash, you would think, would be doable.
Here's what I
know. Especially if it's just like a Quarter Flash unplugged.
This is what I know without looking. I know they're from Portland, Oregon,
okay.
And I know that the singer is married to the saxophone player.
Well, there you go. That's, I respect the hell out of that.
But that's Quarter Flash.
Right.
Yeah, you got Rindy Ross... And her husband, Marv Ross.
Marv Ross.
Marvin Rindy.
It doesn't get much more rock and roll than Marv Ross, does it?
The band Quarter Flash was formed by merging two popular Oregon bands. Pilot, not to be confused with the same Pilot that did Magic.
Right.
Pilot and a band called Seafood Mama. Sounds like something you'd make up. Harden My Heart was the big hit. Their other big hit... Find Another Fool. That went to number 16 on the charts.
Okay, top 20. Two mm-hmm. top 20s.
Yeah. I'm looking here at the best of Quarter Flash. it's two songs.
It's a single.
Find Another Fool was the other big hit.
Yeah, okay.
But not near as big as Harden My Heart. And they had a song on Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I want to say. They're on that soundtrack.
I think you're right.
I could be wrong. I frequently am. Yeah. Quarter Flash, what was it called? Find Another Fool? No, I have to hear a little bit of this. Because this is going to drive me crazy.
Well.
Find Another Fool. And then we got a story here about somebody who made a purchase on Amazon. Now, I hope they use the Amazon link at NachoRadio.com.
Fingers crossed. Right yeah. here.
Let me see if I can get to this. That's great.
Uh-huh.
I think Quarter Flash might be my new jam.
That wouldn't sound good in the backyard.
Find another! So Marv and Rindy are still very much married.
Listen, I can get you Quarter Flash for half the price of Scandal, okay?
But it's Scandal, not Scandal featuring Patti Smyth.
Oh, well,
it's just the guys. It's just the guys from Scandal. Well, you get what you pay for. I mean, you know.
Bang, bang. I am the warrior. Remember?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Stewie's iPod commercial.
Yeah, right. I need to find for you the bit they did this week where Stewie and Brian go down to Miami and they go to Pitbull's house.
Uh-huh.
It's just perfect.
Sure,
it's
just, big watch.
Uh huh. Yeah. They go to his house.
How does Stewie not totally take on the persona of Pitbull?
Well, you know he's got a.
I mean, you would think that he would get sucked into that right away.
You would think
that right away he would take over that.
All right. This is Stewie and Brian meeting Pitbull. This was from this week's Family Guy.
Uh-huh.
What are we doing here? This is Pitbull's house. He knows everything about South Florida. He can help us find Mort.
Doorbell, 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 ring. It's my house. Esta mi casa.
Wow. Imagine kind of knowing two languages.
Hang on, I'm in the middle of writing a song. Ding da dong ga de dong dong ding. That's a hit. What can I do for you, my friends, amigos?
I told you, this guy's the real deal.
We're looking for a friend who's hiding out down here. He's a Jewish pharmacist from Rhode Island.
Coral Palm Motel.
Told you.
And here's Pitbull with his newest hit, Tink da tonka ti tong tong tink.
It's a hit.
Adios, goodbye, amigo friends. I gotta go get paid to scream, make some noise, in Vegas.
That's right.
It's just the best. How do you not love Pitbull? All right, so this story, this...
You don't not love Pitbull, is the answer.
Yes.
That's the
Pitbull
answer.
Pitbull is something everyone can enjoy.
The Pitbull, yes.
You show me someone that doesn't enjoy Pitbull, and I'll show you someone who doesn't enjoy life.
Who's not alive.
Yeah.
They're not alive.
And that's it. Imagine kind
Although
of knowing two languages.
Although I would imagine there's a bunch of dead people that would enjoy Pitbull,
oh,
too.
You're damn right. Okay, this story comes to us from Gallatin, Tennessee. They bought paper plates on Amazon.
Okay.
That's the story, okay? Mm-hmm. This is from News 5 down there in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Online. Lots of folks do their shopping on the internet these days. I bet you do. And especially on Amazon. Not only because it's convenient, but you can find some really great deals there.
Yeah, but consumer investigator Jennifer Krause joins us. And Jennifer, you found a woman who did not get it.
I like that they had to set up the news story with having this bubble-headed bleach blonde explain to us that, boy, this Amazon is really a thing. People can shop there. People are really using it. All right, so they have
For those of you that are kind of sheltered.
And then they have to tag team it off to this smiling car salesman. Like, that's right, an Amazon is a thing. And then they go to the investigative reporter.
Yes, we get it.
Okay.
At all.
No, she did not. She bought 100 plates like this. Mm-hmm. But wait until you hear how much she was charged to ship them.
Just tell us. Just tell us what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until you see.
We can be done with this already.
Wait, what do you... Exactly. So these are chinette paper plates, like the more durable paper plates.
The nicer paper plates.
Yeah, the nicer, more
heavier.
Durable. Yes.
Right, okay,
yes.
I got you.
What would you pay for 100 of those?
Oh, I don't know. Would it cost you $25?
That's about right. That's about right.
I don't know about the shipping.
Lori Galloway does a lot of shopping on Amazon.
No, I don't order anything unless it's free shipping.
And just before Christmas, she bought some plates. But when her husband, Bob, got the bill...
He sent me a text, "What did you order at Amazon?" He said, and I'm like, "What?" He says, "RBO is $1,000-something."
Now, these plates she bought were not the kind you keep in a china cabinet. These were heavy-duty paper plates, 100 of them, that Galloway thought she was getting for $24 with free shipping.
Look at me.
Turns out the plates...
Why aren't you on Price is Right?
Look at me.
You would dominate on that show. I thought $24 seemed a little expensive for paper plates, but they are the more durable ones, and it's 100
yeah.
of them.
Yeah,
so,
100 yeah, of
yeah,
them.
That makes sense. Were
$24.
But there was a $1,080 shipping charge.
Oh.
That's right. More than $1,000 to ship a package of paper plates.
I mean, that's just crazy for paper plates.
I really thought it was some clerical era.
The Galloways repeatedly tried contacting the seller.
No response.
So they called Amazon about the charge.
The reaction from the customer service representatives from Amazon was, wow, that's ridiculous.
So are these plates coming from somewhere halfway around the world? Nope. According to the shipping documents, they were sent by UPS from Atlanta. Amazon eventually agreed to open an investigation, which the company said found Lori was not overcharged for the transaction.
Do you think you were overcharged?
Yes.
So Amazon launched an investigation.
And you're going to pay it.
And Amazon launched an investigation and said, no, that's what it is, $1,000 shipping.
Huh.
From Atlanta to Tennessee.
Right.
I would walk on my hands and knees for $1,080 from Atlanta to Tennessee. With paper plates on my back,
on your
like
head.
Some sort of China mule, if you'll have it. So Amazon told him on the phone, yeah, no, that's ridiculous. No, that's funny. And then they launched their investigation. I go, no, that's what
well,
you
Well, someone who really didn't have the authority to tell him it's ridiculous said it was ridiculous.
So let me ask you this. When you buy something on Amazon, you go to like a checkout page and you see what the price is.
Normally you see what that includes the tax and, yes, the shipping.
I've bought a lot of stuff on Amazon.
There's usually
every time.
There's usually a final number.
Yes. Yes, there's always.
Now, it might not be a number that you like because you're thinking, oh, God, well, that kind of ballooned a bit, didn't it?
I told you the story about how I was going to get this basketball hoop installed. Did I tell you this story?
No.
So I got the boy a basketball hoop.
Okay.
And I got it from Amazon using the Nacho Radio link.
Thank you for doing so. Well, bookmark
it's,
it.
It's
and
the
then
least,
you, it's, and then you don't have to remember.
It's so easy. So I get this basketball hoop.
Yeah. The backboard and everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because without the backboard, it's.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of asking a lot of the kid.
And, you know, not to brag here, but.
A ball as well?
Well, he's had a ball.
Okay.
Yeah. He had a ball.
He's got a ball.
Real glass backboard, because that gives you a little bit truer, you know, ricochet off the backboard.
Oh, okay.
You know, as opposed to your acrylic. I did the research on this. So the thing shows up, and then they've got a deal on Amazon where it's like, well. For two,
ricochet, you call it, huh?
What do they call it?
Oh, you mean like a bank shot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rick, check out this. Check out my ricochet shot.
Bing, bing, bing. So they got this thing on Amazon, and it's like, all right, the hoop is like 200 some bucks.
Oh, yeah.
And for an additional 200 bucks, we'll have somebody come to your house and install it.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they have Amazon services that they offer.
Never heard of it.
So I went back and forth, and I thought,
do I want to try this or just?
Well, I mean, how
about I just get it done right properly?
That's it. Like I'm digging a hole in the ground and I'm pouring concrete.
Oh, they're going to dig the hole and everything?
The whole thing.
Oh, brother.
The whole thing. It was like $225.
Yeah.
And I thought. Well, that is an awful lot of money.
Plus, that also helps. That helps Nacho Radio, well, too.
There is that. So at the end of the day, I pulled the trigger on. I go, yeah, okay. At least that way I know it's done right. Everything will be level. And I don't have to worry about digging a hole and then putting it all in together and all this, right?
Maybe.
So then they call me to say, okay, Mr. Lavore, we're coming to set up the date to install this hoop. I'm like, yeah, okay. And they're like, we'll be here Thursday between 2 and 4. I go, that's great. They go, there is one issue we do need to talk to you about. I go, what's that? They say, the $220 that was on the website, that was an estimate.
Mm.
We're actually going to need $575.
Oh, that's a bad estimate.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, that's forget the estimate then.
I estimate that I'll be digging a hole myself and pouring my own. Plus, I had to supply the concrete.
Yeah.
And pay them $575.
No.
And I know a bag of concrete is just a couple bucks, but still, I'm like.
Were a couple brain surgeons going to do it?
That's what I'm saying.
A couple rocket scientists?
Exactly.
A couple guys that they're taking time off from NASA to come do this?
This basketball hoop has been perfectly calibrated to exacting standards.
Are these people that are working on like a cure for cancer?
Well, I'll tell you where they're not working.
We're going to take off from 2 to 4 to help do this?
I'll tell you where they're not working. My driveway.
No.
I go, that's
not.
That's
a bad estimation.
That's not happening.
No. I didn't care for the 220,
mm-hmm.
221, whatever it takes.
No.
I didn't like it.
Well, I thought, okay.
But I was ready to swallow it.
Yes, that I was willing to do.
I have a gag reflex when you're talking about 570.
It took me an hour to make up my mind about doing the 200.
Right. But it took you a half a second to say.
Well, I had a couple of Amazon gift cards from like my birthday and Christmas.
Right.
I put those
for
towards
220.
It. So I was able to like get it down to a number where I was comfortable with.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I understand
going to have nightmares about it.
Right. A service was being provided. And my son was going to have a hoop that was professionally installed, and I didn't have to worry about it.
570, I don't care. I don't care if he becomes the next Larry Bird. I'd have night terrors the rest of my life if I paid 570.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're like, well, that was an estimate. I'm like, I don't understand. If it's on Amazon, right?
It's bad.
So I call Amazon, because I'm like, I really need to make sure that I'm not going to be charged the 200 plus.
Any of this.
Right.
Other than the backboard.
Right.
And by the way, we already have the ball. So don't charge me for the ball.
Let's not get any ideas.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, this family with the
paper
plates.
So why was she charged so much? Well, we asked Amazon repeatedly. In fact, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you probably saw last week that I finally took to social media trying to get answers from the company after they refused to respond to our questions. We are still working to get more on exactly what went wrong here, but clearly something went wrong here to be charged $1,000 for paper plates.
So you've done nothing.
You've done
no work.
We have.
You last week you went to social media? That's the work you put in?
That was a 7-minute story. And here's the story. Local family got overcharged for shipping and handling on paper plates.
And we don't know why.
No one can say.
No one knows why.
Now here's Terry with the weather.
And we weren't really willing to do the legwork to find out.
Well, I went to social media and I got nothing from you people.
I put in a question. I posted something on my Facebook page. And I got nothing from Amazon.
Now, see, when I was getting hosed around by these guys who were going to dig the hole for the basketball hoop, I called Amazon and got an answer immediately.
Yeah. Don't do this.
Well, I went on Facebook and asked, and nobody answered my questions.
No one replied. Guillermo, put it on the poll. one of the answers is Ron.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
You want to get into the top five
things? Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Tomorrow, the 17th at 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. This is something where you might be catching some quarter flash. I wouldn't be surprised if they do this at all. Coral Dynamics Classic Rewind, biggest hits of the 70s and 80s. June 1st through the 3rd. You could fit in a little Find Another Fool.
Yeah.
Find Another Fool to Love You. June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature B-movie and the Monarch Butterfly Story. Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. Tickets available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office if you're a country music fan. Don't miss country music icon John Conley. That's Tuesday, July 17th. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They also are available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, 2 stores opening in June, in Milan, June 1st, at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds on June 13th. And appointments for a purchase are always available any time of year. All you have to do is call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and more. How about the Slobby Joe? Slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Get one today and turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Get one today for lunch or dinner. And when you're there, please mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub, and they'll only charge you for the price of a small one.
Number one today, this lady could be my favorite lady of all time.
So the plate lady's not your favorite lady.
No. This next lady.
Number one.
So I want you to meet Koku Istanbulova.
Uh-huh.
Koku Istambolova is, according to the Russian government, the world's oldest person.
Hmm. How old, they think?
They say she's 128 years old.
Why not?
A woman purported to be the oldest living person ever at 128 says she hasn't lived a single happy day in her life and views her longevity as, her words now, a punishment. The Russians say Koku Istambolova is the world's oldest person.
And it's not even close.
She says her longevity was God's will and she did nothing to make it happen. Was it a healthy or active lifestyle?
No.
She says no. She says, quote, tired. I have no idea how I lived until now. She is due to turn 129 in 2 weeks. And she says, quote, I have not had a single happy day in my life. 129. This claim was made by the Pension Fund of the Russian Federation, and it's based on her internal passport, which shows her date of birth as the 1st of June, 1889. If this is correct, Koku, who shuns meat and loathes soups, but she loves fermented milk. She was already 27 years old.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem, is that there's just not enough fermented milk. Have you ever come across fermented milk?
What is fermented milk? Milk that's turned?
I don't know.
It's fermented. Taste this. It's fermented.
I enjoy a good soup.
Well, she loathes soups. Huh. Cannot stand them. Shuns meat.
Maybe not the most pleasant person to be around.
Can you imagine the gas of a 128-year-old woman who just does nothing but drink fermented milk?
She was my age when they bombed Pearl Harbor. Yeah. Well, they didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. The Russians.
No!
They didn't do that. I'm not going to I'm not going to pin that on them. But when Pearl Harbor was bombed...
She was 55 when World War II ended.
Yeah.
She was 27 when the last Tsar was forced to abdicate in 1917. When the Soviet Union collapsed...
Tsar Wars! Nothing but Tsar Wars coming your way.
When the Soviet Union collapsed, she was 102.
Mm-hmm.
She and her family we all remember that. Were deported along with the entire Chechen nation, Kazakhstan, and Siberia. They were deported by Stalin.
Soup is good food. Mm-mm-mm. Soup is good food. What did you just say to me? Have I ever had turtle soup?
She says, I see people going in for sports, eating something special, keeping themselves fit.
Yeah.
But I have no idea how I lived until now. I have not had a single happy day in my life. I have always worked hard, digging in the garden. I am tired. Long life is not at all God's gift for me, but a punishment. She, according to relatives, say she lost her only surviving daughter, Tamara, who died 5 years ago at the age of 104.
Well...
She's articulate.
Kind of hard to complain with that.
Articulate, able to feed herself and walk, but her eyesight is failing. Again, she's due to, according to the Russians, turn 129.
Maybe she's not digging in a garden if her eyesight is that bad.
That's crazy.
You know, you can stop digging. There's nothing there.
He says, or she says, that she didn't like being in exile and her whole life has been just nothing but misery. Yeah. She won't talk about her family tragedy, lost several children, including a son who was 6 years old. She recalled how Muslim restrictions on clothing eased after the end of the Tsarist times under Soviet rule.
She didn't even care for the copulation?
She says, we were brought up by very strict rules, and we were very modest in our clothes. I remember my granny beat me and reprimanded me because my neck was visible. Your granny would have been younger than Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. I think Lincoln used to beat you if your neck showed. That's how we won the war.
Jesus.
It was that sort of discipline.
Looking back at my unhappy life, I wish I had died when I was young.
Hey, if I want a neck, I'll let you know. We're here to win a war.
I worked all my life. I did not have time for rest or entertainment. We were either digging the ground or planting the watermelons.
Digging the ground?
Digging the ground or planting the watermelons.
Didn't you enjoy the watermelons? I guess you wouldn't. You couldn't even enjoy the watermelons.
See, that's what I think. I'll be dead honest. I had no idea that there was such a thing as watermelons in Russia. It seems like they just eat like turnips and gross stuff like that. Mm. A watermelon, I would think, would be a super treat.
Yeah, that could very well be the leading watermelon producer. You're Russia.
She says, now I'm not living. She says, when I was working, my days were running one by one, and now I am not living.
You don't have a nice thing to say about anything, do you?
I am just dragging through.
Now, excuse me, but I need to go dig in the dirt. Did you enjoy that Peter Gabriel song, at least?
Something in me, dark and sticky. Shut up and drive the car.
Huh? Did you like that, at least?
I thought it was
it was kind of a come down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just retreading stuff from the first three records.
Yeah.
Number two. This story comes to us going around the world here with the top five things today.
It's allowed.
This woman in Sweden goes to get her kids' names tattooed on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those stories where the tattoo's done and he goes, what do you think? And she looks at it. She wanted her son's name Kevin tattooed on her.
Easy enough. I think I know how to spell that.
Right. Kevin.
Although you would still ask if you're a tattoo artist, right?
There really aren't. I think you were the one that pointed this out. Nobody names their kid Kevin anymore.
Not a lot.
It used to be a super popular name.
Very popular.
No one calls
it. Popular name when I was growing up.
Right.
Not a lot of Kevins now.
So the Swedish mother goes to get the tattoo, and then the tattoo artist goes, what do you think? And she looks at it, and she goes, oh, no. Great googly moogly.
That was her quote, huh? Although that's probably a pretty common quote in Sweden. I'm guessing. Oh, yeah. Great googly moogly.
Yeah, the tattoo artist spelled Kevin's name K-E-L-V-I-N.
Kelvin.
So what do? Do you face the expensive, painful removal process,
or do you go ahead and get pregnant with a little boy and you name him Kelvin, call him Celsius?
Well, she went ahead and renamed the kid she already had.
You're now Kelvin.
Your name is Kelvin now. She had her son's name legally changed. Had her son's name.
How old
was
the kid?
It must be young enough that it doesn't matter, right?
Well, I don't know.
It says here that her son has taken well to his new moniker.
Is he 2 years old or is he six?
He was almost two.
Okay.
Almost 2 years old.
All right.
But that's a big deal, changing a kid's name when they're almost two. Hey, Kevin, your name is now Kelvin.
Okay.
Just don't ask any questions. Mommy doesn't want to talk about it. I'll tell you this. When you get a tattoo, pay attention to what they're doing.
Well, where was she having it done?
Again, this
sometimes you can't pay attention to what they're doing.
She says, I wanted the names of my children tattooed on me, and I gave the artist their names. The artist drew the design, and I didn't ask anything about the spelling, so I didn't give it any more thought.
It's one thing to not say anything when you're getting a haircut,
because
I've had bad haircuts before.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
It's like,
right.
I really should have stopped you.
Right.
But that's one thing. It will grow back.
She goes to the artist, you know, and she's like,
what are you doing?
What are we doing here? And she says the tattoo artist laughed and said there wasn't anything he could do.
Laugh.
Apart from issue a refund. I guess I did misspell
your kid's name. Did she take the refund at least? Although, does that violate the refund if you rename your kid?
No, see what I did there?
See, now, if you rename... Hey. Yeah. Yeah, you remember me? Yeah, you're the tattoo artist that screwed up the name on my arm.
Well, she just had...
I understand you changed your kid's name.
She just had another baby.
I'm going to need that refund back.
She just had another baby, and she's looking to get another tattoo. But she promises this time...
Going to a different guy?
She's going to... I wouldn't go back to this guy. Although, I mean, if she wants the font to kind of look the same, I'm not sure how that works. But
I don't care for people laughing at me when that sort of thing happens.
No!
Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein buck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day and a great way to cool down is with an iced latte. Any of their hot lattes can be served with ice, so remember that. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmokecoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. And as we've mentioned, as well as everyone who shops Amazon by using the link at nachoradio.com, bookmark it, and then it's there. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so. And it doesn't have to be during the podcast. You can do it anytime. Use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Davenport store is going to be located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That opens on June 13th. Their Milan store, which is located just south of Milan on Route 67, opens on June 1st. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Visit them at Facebook, at their Facebook page, or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop studio. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Capriotti's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub, your choice of a small chip or coleslaw, and a cookie. And kids' meal box lunches are available as well. For lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
So number three, they've taken a look at Anne Frank's diary.
Yes.
And they've uncovered some new material. I guess a lot of Anne Frank's diary...
She was a real cut-up.
Well, no, there's like dirty jokes in here.
Well, apparently that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, I guess there's a lot of Anne Frank's diary that we didn't read when we were kids at school, because a lot of it is like her talking about like masturbating and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a 14-year-old girl. I guess there's a lot of it where it's...
Yeah.
She's
kind of unfit for print.
Well, I mean, they ended up, you know, the father was like, let's keep this out. And then they ended up putting it out. So there's a big...
Redacted.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in there that it's like, boy. But it shows how very human she was. I mean,
sure.
She's, what, a 14-year-old girl,
yeah,
right?
She's very human.
Well, digital technology has now been used to uncover hidden passages on two pages that Anne Frank masked with brown paper. Like, what are these secrets that she's keeping?
I'm going to cover this up.
Yeah, they were dirty jokes.
Huh.
She was 13 when she wrote these jokes on the 28th of September, 1942. This was 3 months after she and her family and another Jewish family went into hiding from the Nazis in a secret annex behind a canal-side house there in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
So she covered these dirty jokes with brown paper, and their content remained a mystery until today. Four jokes about sex that Anne Frank says were dirty, and... I will say this, Anne Frank.
Rabbi walks into a bar.
Anne Frank is not Amy Schumer.
No.
These jokes.
They're not, how they fall a little flat.
Let me read you some of these jokes that she wrote.
So these are her jokes? Or they're just jokes of the day?
She created a fictional situation that made it easier for her to talk about sensitive topics that she writes about. In her diary... She addressed some entries to a fictional friend she named Kitty.
Uh-huh.
And then they were able to kind of use this process and do some deciphering and figure things out. In a passage on sex, Anne Frank describes how a young woman gets her period around 14, saying that it is a sign that she is ripe to have relations with a man, but one doesn't do that, of course, before one is married.
That's the joke?
It's
more of an observation than joke. Although maybe it's more of an observational humor.
How about this? Talking about prostitutes. Uh-huh. Anne Frank doing her prostitute. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's got a tight set here.
How are these prostitute jokes working for you?
She says, quote, "All men, if they are normal, go with women. Women like that accost them on the street, and then they go together. In Paris, they have big houses for that. Papa has been there."
Uh-oh.
Her dad...
No wonder he wanted her to cover this up with brown paper.
And here's the thing, too. Her dad, Otto, was the only one that survived the war.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Tough crowd.
Yeah, so those are some of the secret jokes.
Not really jokes.
Well, she's...
Musings, maybe.
You know. She... Diary of Anne Frank is important for a myriad of reasons. Not really a bastion of hilarity.
Number four.
Yeah, very.
Like, what if though? Like,
very
what
little
if,
of it is.
What if Anne Frank's diary actually had like hilarious, filthy jokes?
Oh my god, that's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Damn it, Anne Frank, you're killing me.
You're killing me.
Well, that's a real switcheroo. Lucas Glover, the PGA star, the guy won a U.S. Open. Yeah, he's been in the John Deere Classic a bunch of times.
Sure, okay, if you say so.
His wife is a lot to handle.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. The wife got arrested.
Does she make her way to a lot of the tournaments?
Well, yeah. Sure, she's in all the tournaments.
She's in the galleries.
Lucas Glover's wife arrested for violently attacking him and his mom at the Players' Championship over the weekend.
Mm.
Krista Glover arrested on battery charges.
Going to attack him in public, huh?
Well, this is at a home they rented
there. Oh, I got you.
And not far from the competition at Sawgrass TPC.
Sure.
She's accused of causing bodily harm. She forcefully attacked her husband, the 2009 U.S. Open winner. Also took a couple of shots at the mother-in-law in front of their two kids.
Meaning shots or...
No, like she was swinging away.
Yeah, okay. Didn't have a gun.
Cops show up. Lucas tells them that when he plays a bad round of golf, Krista proceeds to start an altercation with him and telling him how he's a loser and a pussy.
She beats him up if he plays badly?
Yep.
Well...
He said she continued...
I don't know if that would work or not.
She continued to berate him about how he needs to fire everyone and how he'd better win or her and the kids would leave him and he would never see the kids again.
Hmm. I like the motivation.
You know, that's a fun thing for me to take out on the golf course with me, honey.
Uh-huh.
I'm not under enough pressure here as a professional golfer.
You want pressure? I'll give you pressure. I'm going to beat the hell out of you if you don't shoot 65.
Yeah, he shot 78 on Saturday.
Oh, no.
And Krista wasn't having any.
No, 78, that is not going to feed the bulldog.
So she starts beating up him and the mother-in-law in front of the kids. They had to arrest her because the mother-in-law suffered visible lacerations. Mm. And I guess at one point, they throw her in the back of the squad car. She tries to escape and then tries to kick out the window in the back of the squad car.
Can you imagine what she'd do to you?
Do things.
Can you imagine if she watched you play golf, what she would do? She would rip every hair out of your head. She'd rip every hair out of your beard.
I don't need this anxiety.
She'd rip every hair on your body out.
See, I married one that supports me. That's the secret.
She ever seen you play golf?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never pretended to be good at golf, though.
Don't hook up with this one.
Once she was inside the cop car, she started screaming, kicking the door, yelling at the cops, quote, "Wait till the tour hears about this. You will lose your job. This is why cops get shot in the face. Wait till I talk with the judge. You will be effing fired over this."
Oh, no, you don't say that.
No. Telling a cop that's why cops get shot in the face?
No.
Again, my limited experience.
Sounds to me like
they're
going to probably side with him.
Yeah.
Five.
Number five.
And finally, number five.
Ooh. Did you just hit a goose with that tee shot? I'm going to break your neck.
That's why.
I'm going to break your neck the same way you broke that goose's neck.
Finally, we go to Saline, Michigan.
Did I just see that drive properly?
47-year-old woman is out of a job after she brought laxative brownies to a departing coworker's going-away party.
It's fun.
This was at MMI Engineered Solutions in Saline, Michigan. Police were called after the company got a tip from an employee that the woman...
You can't
woman,
really dose anything that you take to, like, a
company going-away party?
A potluck.
I like that.
You're not allowed to dose stuff.
The 47-year-old initially denied putting laxative in
the
brownies.
No, I didn't do it. Yeah, I did it.
But when she was told that the brownies were going to be forensically tested for tampering,
okay.
She admitted to baking
in
a cube of laxatives.
Yeah, I did it.
There were some previous tension, I guess, between this woman and the departing employee.
Couldn't you just be happy that the person's leaving?
See, this is the attitude I always had. When someone I didn't like was leaving, and there was a going-away party...
That's enough!
Well, that was like a little party for me!
That's enough, isn't
really?
It?
Really? This party is as
Does
much
it mean
for
I'm
me
going to attend the
no.
Does it mean I'm going to attend the party? But let's just agree that I'm happy about this.
Well, there were some people whose going-away parties I viewed as a little party for me.
Good for you.
And this is the last time I have to see this person.
Good for you.
Right? Mm. That's a healthier thing to do than to go...
Than to dose people.
Oh, no.
I got my final chance.
I got one last chance to make it happen.
And I'm going to give everybody the runs.
By the way, no one ate the brownies at the company party. So they got a tip. She must have opened her mouth like, hey.
Oh, just wait for
she
this.
She must have told someone about
it. No one eat them. Wait for her. Wait for this one to eat them. Yeah, you can't tell people stuff like that.
So no one ate the brownies.
Give me my brownies back, and it's none of your business what I put in them.
Right.
And I'm going to call these brownies Kelvin, for all you care.
Hey, take that.
None of your business what I do.
Those were your top five things.
The top five things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Try their new capture too today. Select half a sub and salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad. Capriati Sandwich Shop. Download the loyalty app and get free food. That Russian.
I've never had a single day of happiness in my entire life. I'm digging in the dirt and making watermelons. Darren, I plant watermelons for over 100 years. I've never tasted watermelon. Grandmother beat me.
Loathe. Don't show your neck. You might have. She might have loathed soup, but I can tell you that they're fantastic soups at Capriati. They include turkey, chili, tomato, bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And always reach out to us using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores opening in June in Milan. It's on June 1st in Davenport at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. It's June 13th. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. The other guys pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is a family-owned operation, and they live here locally. As a matter of fact, the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897.
One final story.
Uh-huh.
It's the Notting Hill Pizza Festival that happened over the weekend.
I love it.
The idea was...
All-you-can-eat
pizza festival.
Now, this sounds like something that... sort of thing that could happen around here. Go ahead.
Organizers of an all-you-can-eat pizza festival are apologizing
because
after repeatedly running out of pizza.
We had no pizza.
The all-you-can-eat pizza party. They had to announce, sorry, we ran out of pizza.
Repeatedly.
Guests were promised the opportunity to sample unlimited amounts of pizza. A high-end luxury lifestyle brand blaming overzealous appetites as well as a broken oven.
Oh, so it's the people who attended's fault.
The kind of people who are going to show up at an all-you-can-eat...
are going to be savages.
The all-you-can-eat pizza festival.
You know who it's going to be.
I know exactly who it's going to be.
That guy and all his buddies that are crazier than he is.
So at the station where I work, they're doing a open house retirement thing for Dan Kennedy, who retired.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting it together, and it's going to be
pizza buffet.
It's going to be a place in Coal Valley. And this is the thing. So we're trying to figure out, like, okay, we'll say, you know, you can come say your goodbyes to Dan or whatever. And
there's a pizza buffet.
No, this is the best part. There will be a pizza because it's right next to it's in a place that's in Coal Valley. It's right next to the Happy Joe's. So there is going to be pizza.
Yes.
But it's like, they told me, they're like, we will have pizza for everybody. Don't mention that there's going to be pizza.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to attract the people that come for free pizza.
Because
they're monsters.
It's a good idea.
I know. When they were saying that, I'm like.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
When we used to do things at the Village Idiot in the East Davenport Village, there was this guy, the postman.
He rang more than twice, by the way.
He rang 100 times. This guy, and I know we've told this story before, he would take half of a pizza, wad it up into a ball.
And eat it like an apple.
And then just walk around eating it like an apple with the grease all over his face. And then he would complain about how all the chicks in this town were sluts.
Stuck up.
Because he couldn't get any dates. Like,
well,
I don't think you understand what sluts are if you can't get dates.
If he's listening to this podcast.
He's not.
If he is, he knows there's going to be pizza at that party. So, I'm just saying.
People were waiting in line for more than a half an hour for a slice of pizza.
No, that's no Gouda.
Yeah, they said they were... when people arrived at the festival, they were immediately surprised how long they had to wait in line for all the different kinds of pizza.
You don't want that.
Yeah. And then when they got the pizza, it looked terrible. Festival goers were given complimentary drinks when it became clear that there were no more pizzas. That didn't make people happy. They're also going to be throwing now an upcoming barbecue festival
that no one believes.
I would say, right?
And let's face it, slow cooking barbecue takes a lot longer than pizza.
Sure does. Sure
takes
does.
Takes a lot longer.
You got, if you're doing a festival like wood fire pizza, that's
you should be able to knock it out in a couple minutes.
You would think. But all you can eat pizza is a mistake. One. Two, make sure if you're going to have all you can eat pizza that you have actually enough pizzas to feed just savages.
And don't tell anybody.
Well, I mean, I just think that this new, you know, where I'm working now, they seem to have things a little bit better figured out than at our old place. That's all I'm going to say. All right.
We're back tomorrow.
We will be back tomorrow. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, I would just say, you know, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities. Totally nailed that.
I like what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Napoleon. What'd you do last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Come on, Quad Cities.
Freaking 12 gauge, what do you think?
This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.